Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Students at Columbia University can now choose to go hybrid for the rest of the semester after some students expressed safety concerns with pro-Palestinian protesters pitching tents on the university's campus. Our Glenn Chuck at Columbia University, and he joins us now live.
And one thing you certainly do notice when you come to Columbia here at all the gates on the Broadway here, 116th, 117th Street, Columbia has certainly wrapped up their private security. So they have more private security inside the campus, the NYPD outside. In fact, Linda, in the last couple of minutes, I saw some additional officers here. It's quiet for the most part, but important to say, of course, that the encampment on the quad here with hundreds that have been there now for days, seems like they're not going anywhere. And the question really will be, at any point, will the administration decide to bring the NYPD back in here? I would imagine it would be a pretty confrontational situation to try to break this all down. Until Monday is when classes go here at Columbia, and then till May the 10th for finals. So you're talking about at least probably around 3 weeks here. They're going to have to see how this plays out here. Where it's been very difficult to talk to any student, really. I must have stopped 200 coming and going in and out of the campus. They seem very tense, very upset about what's transpiring, and not really wanting to say a lot. But again, here in terms of protests out on the street, nothing happening at this point, but the NYPD certainly is ready. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 116th and Broadway.
And there were dozens of arrests on the campus of NYU last night as police moved in there to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had pitched tents in solidarity with students at Columbia. Our reporter Marla Diamond is at NYU.
Quiet on the Greenwich Village campus after a much different scene last night when NYPD officers in riot gear clashed with demonstrators, making 150 arrests of students and faculty. The police moving in at the request of NYU, who said there were reports of intimidating chants and several anti-Semitic incidents, and the students that set up an encampment were trespassing. The protest here at NYU, one of several at colleges in the city and across the nation, dozens were also arrested at Yale on Monday, and other campsites of pro-Palestinian protesters have been pitched on campus quads from Michigan to Massachusetts. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
Police are looking for answers in the death of a 24-year-old last week who was found in the Bronx with gunshot wounds all over his body inside a vehicle. EMS rushed him to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers is offering a $7,500 reward for information about a string of carjackings against taxi drivers in the Bronx. Fernando Mateo founded the Federation and tells 1010 Winds, we all need to chip in to curb crime.
There's been 9 carjackings and armed robberies in the last 2.5 weeks. That's a lot. NYPD is doing everything that they possibly can to help us. But you know what? We need to help ourselves.
Mateo also says we had another just at the start of this week. A fatal accident in Jackson Heights early this morning. It happened just before 5:30 a.m. Police say a 30-year-old man was crossing the street at the intersection of 70th and Roosevelt Avenue when he was struck. He was taken to an area hospital and pronounced dead on arrival. The driver remained at the scene and the investigation is ongoing. Well, we'll finally have some answers about those dangerous drums of chemicals that were found on Long Island.
First, 6 drums of cancer-causing chemicals were found buried in the ball field at Bethpage Community Park. Then underneath those drums, Town of Oyster Bay Supervisor Joseph Saladino says 10 more were found. What is inside those drums, we will know later today.
We have made it clear to Grumman once everything is excavated, they're responsible for returning this site to a state-of-the-art ball field for our residents. Yes, this will take years.
The site was once part of Grumman Aerospace. The soil was also tested. Saladino wants the soil to be removed and replaced with clean, fresh soil. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Judge Juan Merchan says he will reserve judgment on whether or not President Donald Trump violated his gag order by attacking witnesses through posts on Truth Social. Well, after a statement at the end of that contempt hearing today, Trump posted to social media saying the judge took away his right to free speech. Meanwhile, this hour, any moment now, actually, we're expecting David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, to get back on the stand to tell jurors about how he worked alongside the former president and Michael Cohen in an effort to suppress negative stories about Trump during his 2016 campaign for president. Well, while on trial, Donald Trump will meet with yet another foreign leader. The former president will host Japanese Prime Minister at Trump Tower today. His spokesperson, Brian Hughes, said Trump is meeting with world leaders to remind how peaceful Trump's presidency was. This is just the latest leader to meet with Trump in recent weeks. He spent time with the president of Poland and the prime minister of Hungary. Well, are you struggling to buy food? You're not the only one. A recent poll from No Kid Hungry shows that nearly 80% of New Yorkers had trouble affording groceries last year. Rachel Sabella, the director of the No Kid Hungry New York, tells 1010 Winds.
The state is investing dollars that is going to allow us to bring in $200 million in federal funds to help families, to help eligible families access groceries in the summer months.
85% of New Yorkers said that the cost of food was more than their income. Well, police are on the hunt for someone who stole a TV from a university in Staten Island. They say it happened just after midnight. It was earlier this month. The robber entered St. John's University through an unlocked front door before snatching the TV and fleeing the scene on foot and then into a vehicle. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS, and pictures are up on our website at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.